Okay. Loi tachshev ka chokhma loikis levad in anas mehamayim. He says, don't think that chokhma loikis is the only thing that people can't learn. Avol roiv chokhma sateva ukvar nichba l'cho amarnu v'loi b'may sabreishis b'shnayim. So even chokhma sateva is not something that the most people can understand or can know. The ein zaitz of balitayr b'levad. Not only balitayr say that. Avol etza philosophim v'chokhme umos mikedem hoye mastirim hadvarim bascholos or davar bechidos. So the philosophers and the chokhmas umos would also speak in metaphor. V'apaltayn umisha kodam loy hoye koyra chayma nekeva v'atzur zocha. So the way in which they called Chaim and Akeva and Tzura Zacha was because they are it's ke'ilu, they interact with each other in a way that one is mashim the other and one exists only with the other one, and therefore what we they would call it Zacha and Akeva. So the way he says it, it was done to be mastered from the Hamoin. I assume what he means is the Hamoin is not capable of understanding conceptual things, and therefore that's what they call it. And you know that there are three basic elements. In other words, not element in the sense, it's three basic dimensions, maybe let's call it, of everything that's physical. Hachoymer, Hatsura, Vaheda Miyuchod, Ashumuchoba Lochem Loila. So this is straight out of Aristotle. And again, like we always said, Aristotle to him was the basis for all knowledge, which science and philosophy were both part of it. And he says there are three things that are associated. One is Chomer, that's the substance. So the simple muscle is the wood that is waiting to be cut into a triangle. There's the tsura, which is the triangle, let's say. But then there's a third nikud, and that's called haheder hamiyuchad. It means the chaymer has in itself the ability to accept that particular tsura. In other words, not every tsura can land on chaymer. So, for instance, a piece of wood can become a triangle, it can become white or blue or black, it can become round, hollow. It can't become justice as a tzura. Justice cannot be chal on the wood. There's no way. And the unless I guess maybe a judge's gavel, but there is no mahalach of having a justice chal because there's nothing in the wood that will allow it to be mekabel that. So you have chaymer, you have in the chaymer a particular lack, need, receptacle for having tzur on it, and that's it. I forgot, there's a fancy name for it in English. I forgot what it's called. It's called a particular something or other. The lula is chabrus haheder lachoyme legil vatsura, and if there wouldn't be a header, there wouldn't be a tsura. In other words, the wood has the ability to accept shape, so therefore a triangle could be chal on it. The wood has the ability to accept color; it does not have the ability to accept justice, kindness, or anything like that. It's interesting on a deeper level. It says in Chazal that bia rishayin is called bia smitzvah. Because any shakeres is bris al misha is a kli. In other words, a nekeva be'etzem is not yet a chaymer muchen to be mekabel the zacher, and it gets its tzura of a nekeva also through the zacher. I mean, in a very very deep way, this is the understanding of our yachsus kadosh baruch hu. You know, mimcha elecha, a person Be'etzem, his whole metzias of being a klei kibul is gotten from Ribbono Shalom, and then he's a klei kibul for Ribbono Shalom. That's why we spell a lot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Psach Libeinu, Harineinu. It means we want to be a kli that could be makabel the hashlam of that tzur ruchnius. So it's another facet that needs to be in it. So he says, "Bazeh atzad hoya hedem in ascholas." So nothingness, lack, is really a fundamental property of what is. This is sort of a conundrum here a little bit. And it's what the tzura does is remove that lack. Klaima, heder atzura hahi amagas, v'yichub alach. Now, so let's say I have this the triangle piece of wood. I can now use it to make a shtender. So now it's missing a shtender. So it's a constant process of things have a lack, which allows them to move forward. And that itself is a new tzur that has a new chayme with a tzur that has its own lack, and so on and so forth. So madoch, something like this, which there's no problem if people will not understand it, and yet the wise people used all sorts of metaphors for it. Kol shekein sheroa lonu anachnu kahal bnei baladas shelo nevaya dove shikshna admoin lavinoi oitidam la mitis inyan chilaf inyan shenetzavoy. So we should not be talking about things to the Hamayam that they either will not understand or understand it wrong. He doesn't quite explain why not. So yes, in Yiddishkeit, if you tell people something that they don't that they'll understand wrong, it's kfira, etc. But what about in science? Like why did they talk in this? The Pashtus, the reason why they spoke this language was simply because it was much more comprehensible. You know, it's when you give it a mashal. But he felt that the reason is because, it's something which is, it's not befitting, it's wrong, whatever. Okay, now, Perek Yud Ches. Korev v'nagoya v'nigois, eila shol ha-shleish ha-shemes. So this previous Perek was simply an explanation of why it is that all of these terms that the Torah uses are appropriately used in that way, because the right way is to be master things for people and to use language where they won't understand what you're talking about. Karav nagav nigois ela shleisha shemus klima kraven agia nagisha you pomen the in hamaga vikir makom. So sometimes it's physical location. Pomen liya in hidovik hamada biyadua. Ukili yedame lekir gesha vigesha. So when I understand something that can be understood conceptually, that's similar to touching something physical to physical. Omno inyan krav rishayno hu a krav b'mokar kasha krav ala machne o parahikriv vanegia inyan rishni gias geshem geshem atigal raglo vayigal pi vinegisha rishni boy ishal ish visnoy elo vayag vegasal yehuda vinyan hash shloisha elo shloisha shemus hasheni hu hidavek mada unegias hasoga lenegias mokar. It's understanding and something that can be understood becoming close to each other. Where do you have this? Ama min anegia binyan hadabek hamada, kinagoya la shamayim mishpata, venema min akreva vadove shikshama ken takriven alai. Kilo amru tadunar say. It basically, takriven means let me know about it. Okay, we're going to talk. Hine kvar nase v'idos v'yedua. V'nema min ha-negisha v'yigash avram v'yoyma. And that's talking about a nevuah. So, v'hu haya b'inya nevuah v'atadim ha-nevuah, k'mon she'izbaya. And then, yan kinigash ha-am hazeh b'firis v'asav kibdumi. So these are all types of nevuas. These are all types of inyanim where closeness is in terms of mada and das and seichel as opposed to physical. So obviously, any type of craving negisha that you're talking about, Yakarish Baruch Hu, Kelikai and Geshem, V'loy Hu Yisbarach Yiga, V'loy Yikar V'ledava, V'loy Davin Atvar Yikar V'loy or Yiga V'Yisbarach. So there is no physical connection, closeness. There's no place that's close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no place you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the physical sense. Kibis Talik Hagash Masis Talik Hamor. Something that's not physical does not have place. Obviously, all of these are kiris mada. Claim that sugar does a kiris mocker. V'chein amu krev me'il of korvat v'shemeh v'nigash moishel v'al Hashem v'im lo yigashu. Okay, this is one place where the last one allows for two different havanas. The nigash moishel v'al Hashem by Hasina v'im lo yigashu. So you could say it means he became nizdabik to Rebbeinu Shalom in terms of seichel to seichel, das to das. That's one, and that seems to be his preferred mode. But elim tirsa shetosim mashenema b'moisha v'nigash shu yiskarif lemokim shu yiskav lemokim in ahar asher sikel olav loson like seichel skala ha'oyer lemekved Hashem tuchal zeh. In other words, this is a shita of Reb Tzadik Goyen, and the Rambam uses it many places, and he feels very comfortable that it's a viable alternative. That Kleima Kved Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an entity, which is the representation, it's a marker of where the Rebbeinu Shalom is. And therefore, you have a fire, you have a light, that's called a covered nivra, or nivra, and so on. We'll speak it by Richos more in a few prokim. But the point is that you can say anything you want physical about. It's a physical fire, but basically what it is a marker to help you associate and guide you where the Rebbeinu Shalom is. Aval hachzik be'ika, kein hefesh ben ayos yish b'merkez arz b'alyoin, Shebegalgal chi. There's no such thing as being close to Hashem physically. Shelo yirchak no kaihena lekar l'sham. Up in Shemayim, not closer to Hashem than down on earth. Avla kreve lo yisparach. The closeness is hasagose understanding. Va'richuk mimena l'misha iskelu. And richuk is the person who doesn't understand him, who is obtuse. The yimatzu bekiruv berichuk mizeh atzad ma'il shabbos moed zula ma'il mesu v'hine avar perik zeh ma'ima echo yisum v'asar. So this is something that the Rambam is going to speak about a lot. The Rambam says this in the midst of Avos Hashem. The only method of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come through Hasaga and Tfisa. Agav Atzmecha. There is no physical closeness, so you can't sit close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that a person has an emotional sense of a high when a person is, at a kumzitz, when a person is dveikinzach. So the problem with that is there is no counterpart. The Rebbeinu Shalom has not given us anything which we can call emotions of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's kfira, to use the word happiness, upset, in the way that we use it as a human being. So the only thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom allowed for that we can have an overlap is Chochmasa Yisbarach. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, he gave us a Torah, and he said, this is the way I, quote unquote, understand what is right, what is wrong, what is appropriate, what's inappropriate, and so on. We can also understand it. And therefore, in that overlap, where we understand Kavayachal, the Chachma that he's told us is his, we connect. And that's the only connection that's possible. It's only Dibuk that's possible. It's the Rambam writes it many times at this point, and therefore learning and understanding through learning is really the only time we connect. It's very similar to connecting with a person. You can enjoy a person because they're funny, they're witty, they're handsome, they're this, they're that, but you don't feel connected unless you feel there's some sort of kirbas das, that you and that person think alike, understand each other. Something to do with a kesha in terms of tfisa, hasaga, a person that you're very close to. You feel, you know, we see the world alike. We understand each other. That's the type of feeling a person has. Omnam omro ga behor miyashanu, right, Saboy, hagad varecha behem al tzara mashal. It means, may your words reach them. Kamoi, Sha'ama, Vigail, Atzma, Kleima, Havema, Koschaboy. You know, hit him. So those are all metaphors. Vechena, Negio, Mashashushim, and Abolashim, Hashem, and Bechomok, Finyone. Pam, Yitzu, and Negias, Geshem, and Geshem. Pam, Yidokus, Mada, Vasagas, Ian Echod. Kila, Masik, Dova, Shayma, Sigur, Koidem, Vakar, Vladova, Shayrochik, Mimenu, Vavizer. So when I didn't understand something, and now I understand it, I'm much closer to it. It's much more part of my atzmius, and that's how it sees. Okay, next one. Molly.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
How do those tikkun amidos factor in here as opposed to just...
Is that like, who's asking, Alex? Yeah. Okay, no, fine. Yeah, what were you saying?
How does tikkun amidos factor in here? It's like I've heard that if you, like, we can try to get we're trying to get a midos like Hashem, we're trying to act like Hashem,
right,
not just Yediyah.
So it's a big, it is one of the crucial areas. I mean, the Rambam at first glance seems to talk about philosophy. Knowing more Nevuchim makes you, understand the Likus, and that makes the Kosek and Shparku. That seems to be. The Rambam constantly says, a person who is a Baal Taiva and a person who is bad midas also does not understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's far. The Rambam lumps the whole thing together, which to us seems reasonable. We definitely feel that good people should be ahead on the line from philosophers, but how does it work with the Rambam? So I think it goes to the heart of what Yediyah means. Let's give an example. If I am a very bright psychologist, or for that matter, an anthropologist. Let's say I'm an anthropologist, and I go to visit Shvatim in who knows where, in all over the Pacific or the Amazon, and I know and understand a lot about them. What they think, what they understand, what they like, what they don't like. And I really, really know a lot about this. But it's not my way of grasping something. This is not the way I think. That understanding will not give you a kirvas nefesh. So let's say I have this person of another culture who I understand intellectually, and I can write a book about it and explain what motivates him, what makes him tick, and why does he do certain things, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. That's not called the same das, and I'm not going to be at all feel like him, and I'm not at all going to feel close to the person. A psychologist doesn't, of necessity, or doesn't at all, even though he purports to understand his patient, doesn't feel close to him. It has to mean that my deep inner feelings, in other words, imagine the following scenario. Somebody does something wrong. So one shita is, one tfisa situation, this guy is a grubby yung, he did terrible things, get him out. Another understanding is, what's made him do that? Let's figure out and try to take the hurt away from him, and let's make him into a good person. Those are two types of tefisas on a situation. I may be able to talk eloquently about both sides, but only one side really resonates with me, and only one side am I aligned with. A person who's a Baal Chaimer, he's a grubby yung. The thing that excites him the most is the child, or the women, or whatever it is. So even if he can learn more nevuchim and speak about it, his grasp is not more nevuchimdik. His grasp is not rambamdik. And the same thing, a person who dehares covet, ambition as being very important, that person doesn't really, his grasp of life and reality doesn't resonate with Kadosh Baruch Hu's. So he can talk the talk, but it's not him, it's not the Metzius person. That's how it comes in through the Rambam. And that's where the Rambam differs so far from the Greek philosophers. This idea, understanding is a much more complex. Yediyah, Mada describes something a lot, a grasp of something, in a way that includes many elements other than just intellectual observation. Okay.
Question?
Yes.
I understand Rebbe saying that Yediyah is broader, yes, not just intellectual, but even so, given this definition of Kirva, so why is the ideal Avas Hashem, the mashal of Avas Hashem, that of a spouse, you know, a husband and wife, as opposed to a Rebbe and Talmud? Like an ideal Rebbe Talmud relationship would seem to be the model.
So, I mean, the connection that a person feels with a spouse usually deals with things that go much deeper. For us, most of us, Chachma is not the most pnim of it. It's the common shared feelings about life, about, and you know, as a person builds a family. Those are things that the etzem are that deepest type of feeling. It's true, probably someone who's an oyev chachma of a darga, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifrat from his wife for that reason, because his core, his dafkus was a rich baruch hu. Most people, I don't think there's that deep his dafkus to chachma. There's another point about the Rambam. I don't have to discuss it here. So we said just the philosopher doesn't do it, doesn't cut it. I get that. What about a simple yid, who's an Erlich HaTayri Yid, a Chayk Yid, who follows Ben Torah for life, like from the beginning till the end? No philosophy. What happens there? Torah is made for persons, Mekayim, the mitzvahs. The philosophy is wonderful. So I think that the following is true. Let's say you have a businessman who studied in Wharton and is a successful CEO of a very large corporation, and we say that he understands business. Now we have a guy who's a Syrian from the Syrian community, and he has a business that he built up from nothing, and today it's a huge business, and he does extremely well. So, and we'll assume it's legal. He did everything legal. So what's the pshat? The pshat is he has an intuitive sense of those things that the other person has intellectual sense. Another example, to work out ballistics using physics is rough. It takes a lot of skill because there's so many factors. Most good hunters or good soldiers don't particularly know physics. Can't probably add much in ways of numbers together, but they have a very good sense where the animal is going to be, and they're crack shots. The answer is, they have an intuitive language, the same thing as intellectual language. So a Yid who does what's right and what's good with the right intentions, good intentions, and he's not a philosophical person. He's a Pashto Yid. So he has an intuitive tfisa and understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam. You find a lot of times, you know, especially older, we had Rebbitzins who didn't get a particular education, and they married a very, very chashuv rav or a shiva or a rebbe or whatever it is, and they're with him. And the answer is because they have an intuitive understanding, gotten through the olam ha'maisa. So working with people, dealing with situations, so on and so forth, they absorb a certain understanding through olam ha'maisa. So that, I think, is the answer to the Pashto Yid and how he gets these hasagas and pieces. He gets also a hasaga of Darchei Hashem. But his hasagas come through an intuitive way instead of intellectual. And I think, like it says before, let's go back to a term that he used. I think it's a very, very important term. I'd like to use it because I think it's a Mardika term. We writes about the header that's miyuchat to the chaymer for a specific surah. There's a from the Balatanya. There's mamorim. There's hagos that they printed out. I had it somewhere. It's like one of those from the Chabad printed a long time ago, and it's his oris like his oris hagos and other sperm. And he has on I forgot which safe it is from the maybe the Ramak. It says that if somebody doesn't learn Kabbalah, he's going to become an Apikoris, or be an Apikoris. So the Balatanya writes Ha'ara, Behu, Shehu Bal Nefesh. In other words, there are plenty of good Tehidim that haven't learned Kabbalah, and they're wonderful Tyrant Tzadikim. There's no problem with it. But a person who does have a need to know and understand, and doesn't have it, is going to find it someplace else. In other words, the person's connection to Ribono Shel Olam depends on where does he have receptacles in his neshama. What need, what void is Rukhni fulfilling in the person? So depending on the person. One person needs very, very abstract sikhlius. One person needs experience, one person needs emotion, but they're all hovering around the same thing. They're hovering around a certain something missing in the person, which is going to be fulfilled by something else. That's how it's going to work.
Rabbi, according to what Rabbi's saying right now, why would there be such a strong machlokes between the Hasidim and the Mesnagdim if something like this is readily available, right? We understand that people will have different channels with which they use to connect. Why would there be such strong shitas and people fighting so aggressively over these things?
So first of all, some people have a need to fight aggressively over things. That is also like a void in people's neshama. I was once involved with somebody from my soul was carrying on a machlokas like almost manufactured. And this person's brother is an Adam Chashev Ma'oid, and a very deep person, smart person. I asked him, what's Pshatness? He said, his brother used to be Maggot Chir someplace, he lost his job, and he's basically doing nothing. He says he has nothing to wake up for in the morning. And this has turned his juices on. He's being loichem l'chamas Hashem, and he's being matzal nefashes, and he said it's giving him a charge that he needs. That's the way he described it. So first of all, yes, Bala Machlok is like that. I also think at the end of the day, Bala Shita describe the world as they see it. There's a reason why certain people are drawn to Hasidus. There's a reason why certain people are drawn to Litvish, certain people are drawn to Yekishkeit, certain people are drawn to this, that, and the other thing. I think the pshat is each shita proclaims its side the strongest. I believe that you know something that makes sense to the person means he innately has a need for it, is drawn to it. I also believe that every shita In other words, people tend to be dull, everything or nothing. So by us, it's all about this and not about that. We once did a Shabbaton in a shul, and the Rav, it was like, my Olam does not care for Zmiris, my Olam does not care for Ruach, my Olam does not care for this. They only want to hear Chachma and Divertarius and that on and on. It was a complex the person had. So the truth is, everyone needs a little bit of something, and therefore, I believe in the big picture, the tug of wars after a lot of bad stuff is discounted, there is something. The literature world has been affected positively by the social world, and vice versa. So I think somewhere along the line, the MS happens when everybody bangs drums and so on. But of course, at the end of the day, it's what the person needs, what the person is. The big chachamim, the wise people would direct people to where they belong, and they would say, this is not an environment for you, this is not an environment for you, and so on. That's if you have the person who's a Baal Shita has to proclaim, Einoid Bavada, this is it, this is the other thing. There's somebody else who says, listen, you belong such a mahalaf, you belong such a mahalaf, and so on.
But Rabbi, then we're saying, so the Goyen didn't understand this. I'm saying we're not just talking about the Hamoinam.
There were other things also. First of all, the Goyen was also a human being, which means that he had a chelik, not everything. The Goyen, l'shitosei, could not dehear the Balatan, l'shitosei. The Machlokas had a lot to do with a lot of things that were happening. The Chassidim were doing excesses, and there were things that were very, very troubling. You know, there's no two ways about it. The tightness that each of the Litvisher did fall easier prey to a scholar and to becoming watered down, semi-from people. Chassidim fell prey for all sorts of mishugoyim, all sorts of, once you start getting very emotional and actually, so some of his snagdim really got out of jail, but his personal anger and the struggle was with fellow Hasidish who weren't very him. They felt that he was too intellectual.
Rabbi zoned out for like 2 minutes. Rabbi was out for like 2 minutes, and we missed like.
I didn't. Himself is. Reverence for the Goyen, and just felt that he's not being understood. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, what time is Tzviki? What time is Meir? 9:35.
9:35. Yeah.
Okay, believe that. I'll try to stop it. Okay.
Okay.
Good. I hope next week. It depends when I finish next week. The Pchinis. I hope I could, by Thursday I'll be back. Believe that I'm hoping that it'll be okay.